Good morning, everyone. Hope everybody's doing well. Everybody have a good week?
Yes.
Good week this week. All right. Well, that is great because guess what? All kids out here, you know what's happening this week.
Or most of them, anyway. Go
back to school. Amen. Parents are saying amen. Kids are saying oh me. Amen. But anyhow, I like this time of year because it always brings around new opportunities, a new chance to do things even better than you did before, especially for kids. We got a lot of our youth are going to be seniors this year, so got a lot of preparation for them coming up. It's always an exciting time. I want to talk to you this morning about the keys to a fruitful life. I think everybody wants to be fruitful for the Lord. Amen. We all want that, but how do we go about getting there? How do we stay there? You know those people in your life that just never seem to get old? I mean, they continue to seem that they're young at heart as the years go by. I think there's a lot to be taken from those people because there's some things that help them stay that way. And that's what I want to look at today. You know, I know some people that are on into their 80s that are just as active and vibrant as they were when I knew them, you know, 20 years ago. So I want to kind of go over a few of those things with you today. So if you have your Bibles, look with me in Psalm chapter 92.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. How many of you glad we got God's Word to lean on?
Amen.
It always gives us hope, gives us comfort, never comes back void. The Bible says it's sharper than any two-edged sword. So it's there for us to learn from. I want to encourage you to keep learning all you can. Learn all you can as a believer, because there's going to come a day and time in your life where your faith is going to be challenged at some point in time. If it hasn't already, you're going to have an opportunity to witness to somebody, and you need to know what to witness to them about, right? Whether it be someone knocking on your door on a Saturday morning or a Monday evening or Wednesday evening or whenever, you need to be prepared in all seasons. And I think that's a very important thing as well. If you will, those of you that can, if you'll stand to your feet, we're going to read verses 12 through 15 from Psalm chapter 92 in honor and reverence of reading God's Word. Chapter 92, verse 12 through 15. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing. To show that the Lord is upright, He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in Him. Father God, I thank You, Lord, for Your Word. I just pray now in the next few minutes, Lord, that You'll speak through me the message You would have us hear today, and that You'll challenge our hearts and minds, Father. We ask it in Christ's name. Amen. You may be seated. Well, I know one thing's for sure. In verse 14, it said, they shall bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing. I'm at least one of those two. Amen.
Me too.
Anybody else on that bandwagon right now? You know, it's okay to be fat and, you know, flourishing too. All right. That's the way I interpret it. So, but anyhow, guys, you know, the Lord wants us to serve Him our entire life. I think some people get caught up in thinking that, you know what? It's time to turn over the reins. It's time. I've heard that before in churches where people have gotten to a point in their life where they're like, you know what? Hey, I've done my time. I've served my time. We're going to turn it over to somebody else. Guys, it shouldn't be that way. Yes, we may have to adapt how we go about doing things, but it should never be to a point where we just say, I'm done. I'm going to sit down and I'm not going to do anything anymore. You know, even in our old age, we still have the privilege of obeying God and ministering to people. I tell you, some of the most faithful people I know as far as ministering are people on in their 70s and 80s. I mean, just always giving you a word of hope and encouragement. I told you about our lady that we see every Saturday. Just brings a smile to everyone and words of encouragement. She, to me, looks as excited as she probably was when she was 30 years old. And she's got to be in her 70s, still just coming in, and I mean at a fast pace. She's not walking along like she, you know, can't hardly walk. She's clipping it off, and she's happy about serving the Lord. That's the way I want to be when I get on up in age, if the Lord allows me to live that long. I don't want to get stagnant in what I'm doing. I want to be fruitful. And that's what God wants. I want us to explore some things that characterize us as godly people today and things we can do to stay young and fruitful in our lives. The first thing I want to say is this. Our scripture refers to two types of trees in reference to being a righteous person. The first one that was talked about is the date palm. Now, this is a very large tree. This tree grows to be about 90 feet tall, and it produces abundant fruit. The other tree that was mentioned in the scripture was the cedar of Lebanon, which is a very hardy type of wood in this tree. It's resistant to weather and termite damage. Now, how does that refer to us as being righteous people and righteous believers? Well, just like the date palm, we need to rise above. That's what I think when I think of a tree that gets to be 90 feet tall. I'm thinking of something that stands out from the other trees that may only be 50 feet tall or may only be, 40 feet tall. Guys, we are called to stand and rise above. Amen? We are called to be set apart. That tree is set apart from other trees. You know why? Because it's so tall. But I ask us this question this morning. Are we setting ourselves apart? Are we separating away from the world to the point where people see that we are not like everybody else? Guess what? That's the way it's supposed to be. That's the way God wants it to be. But so many times the world will accuse us of being judgmental and hypocritical and all that kind of stuff. Guys, we are called to rise above. We're called to be in this world, not of this world. That tree there, that date palm, not only does it stand above other trees, but it bears bountiful fruit. Are you bearing fruit this morning? Are you really, truly bearing the fruit of the Spirit as mentioned in Galatians chapter 5? Love, joy, peace, kindness, goodness, long-suffering. Guys, these are the characteristics of a believer who is remaining fruitful. This is what we need to be striving for, guys. You know, the cedar of Lebanon, the next tree, it is a very tough wood. Guys, we got to be tough in our walk. We got to be tough. If we're going to be righteous vessels that God is going to use, we have got to be tough. We have got to be able to take what the world throws at us and be able to handle it and be able to weather the storm. These trees could weather the climate they're in. They are resistant to termite damage. What do? They eat up something from the inside out. Guys, isn't that what Satan tries to do to us? He tries to attack us on the inside and work all the way through us to the outside. But guess what? If you're a born-again believer, you've got termite protection. Amen? Amen. You've got the Holy Spirit of God living in your heart that's going to counteract and counterbalance all of that if you'll simply stay focused on Him. Amen. That's comforting to know to me. But see, this tree right here, this tree was able to withstand the storms in our life. How many of you have been through some rough storms in your life? Anybody? I think everybody out here has raised their hand. Guys, it's going to happen. What kind of wood are you made of? Are you like those cedars of Lebanon, able to withstand those storms that life throws at you? Or are you going to be weak and blow over and topple over and have to stand yourself back up after every storm in your life? Guys, the storms are coming. Hello, newsflash. It's not going to get better. It's going to get worse sometimes as a believer. Now, I know some preachers would never stand up here and say that. You know why? Because they don't want people to run away and think, oh, I'm doomed. I might as well not go to church. Guys, I don't want to tell you something that's not going to happen. Being a believer is a tough job, isn't it? Being a believer is a trying job. It's a job that's going to test who you are. But let me tell you something. The rewards you're going to get far outweigh anything you're going to go through in your life. Amen? If you believe that, say amen.
Amen.
Guys, we're going to face trials to get us ready for the greatest reward on earth. The greatest reward that you can ever imagine on this earth does not compare to what we're going to get when we get to heaven one day. That's what we're working for. That's what we're striving for. Guys, those cedars of Lebanon remind me of being able to withstand the storms of life, and any damage that Satan tries to inflict on you can be conquered through the Word of God and through the Holy Spirit of God. Amen. It can be that way. You don't have to sit there in misery. You don't have to struggle. You don't have to be burdened and heavy laden. Jesus said, cast your cares on me, for I will care for you and I will take care of you. That's what we got to do, guys. That's what we got to do. Let's look at some of the characteristics a godly person has, and then we're going to get into some ways that we can remain fruitful throughout our life. You know, the first thing is this. In our scripture we read, they flourish in the courts of our God. In other words, guys, we should enjoy a close relationship with the Father. I'm going to tell you something. People are not close enough to Jesus this day. People are not close enough to our Lord and Savior. We say, yes, I love you, Lord. Yes, I'm going to serve you, Lord. Yes, I believe in you, Lord. But the closeness is not there. How do you know when people are close to you? How do you know that? They care about you. They give you a hug. They pat you on the back when you're down. They give you words of encouragement when things aren't going so great for you. That's how you know you're flourishing in a relationship with someone. Well, that's the way it's supposed to be with our relationship with Christ. We should feel that. We should feel that closeness, guys. We should be so excited to serve the Lord that we want to grow closer and closer to Him every day that passes by. Every day with Jesus, how's the old hymn go? Is sweeter than the day before, amen? If you're really serving God and you're really focused on Him and what He's doing in your life, every day will be better than the last day. And you just keep looking forward to that. Every time I wake up in the morning, I look forward to what God's going to do through me and for me and around me. Sometimes the mission is fairly easy, but sometimes it's tough. You know, when you're put into a classroom, and especially now, I was talking with Ralph. It's going to be a little chaotic here at first. Let me just rephrase. It's going to be a nightmare, okay? Amen. But we're going to get there. We're going to face some challenges. But you know what? When change happens, there are challenges, right? Change brings challenges. That's why some people don't ever want to change. They don't want a challenge in their life. They want to stay sedentary, and they want to stay right where they are the rest of their life. Oh, I don't want to face any change because that means I got to move. I may have to move to another room, heaven forbid. I may not be able to stay where I was normally staying all these years. Guys, change is going to bring challenge. But I'm going to tell you this, we should be excited to get up and serve the Lord every day of our life. The second thing is this, verse 14 of our text tells us we should yield fruit in our old age. It's easy to be fruitful when you're young, right? When you feel good, body's not all achy and tired and falling apart. It's easier to feel good and to feel fruitful. But when you get to be, 50, 60, 70, 80 years old, it doesn't come that easy as it used to. Or we don't think it comes that easy. But guys, I'm here to tell you, you can still remain fruitful. You can still remain fruitful. Believers who are constantly growing will continue to serve the Lord all of their days. If you're constantly growing in the Lord, you're going to keep serving Him all your days. You're not going to get tired. Galatians chapter 6, verse 9, one of my favorite verses in the Bible. Don't grow weary in doing good. For in due season, you will reap a harvest if you do not become weary. Amen. Guys, that means keep on keeping on. Your reward lies ahead. You're not going to get it on this earth. Forget about the accolades. Forget about getting in the newspaper. Forget about making millions. Your reward is yet to come. And as soon as we realize that, the better off we're going to be, guys. We're going to be better off once we realize it's not about what we have here. It's about what we're going to have there. Amen. And what we have there is in direct correlation with what we do where? Here. Are you doing all you can to get all you can one day? I hope you are. I want you to be doing that. The next thing is this, guys. Verse 14 also tells us, they shall be full of sap and very green. In other words, we should be actively and creatively continuing to serve the Lord no matter what our age. Whether we're 14 or 84, we ought to remain full of sap and green. A tree that's full of sap and green is young, isn't it? It's going to keep growing. It's going to keep getting stronger each and every year. So how do we remain young and fruitful? He's like, oh, well, those characteristics are nice, preacher, but how am I going to do all that? Well, I'm glad you asked that this morning. Amen. I'm so glad you asked that. We're going to talk about some things real quick here. Let's look at the first thing here. Guys, we should learn all we can. That's the first thing. Now, these are not in any order of importance here. These are just random things here. But guys, we should learn all we can. Education is the key to success in life. I'm not saying people who didn't get an education aren't successful. I'm just saying it is a key to success in life. Study all you can. Go to school all you can. Be what it is you want to be that God wants you to be. Get whatever education you need. And above all, educate yourself in God's Word. Educate yourself in the Word. Guys, the reason we're not equipped to handle things that go on in our life on a daily basis, we are not educated in the Word of God. I think everybody in this room, myself included, would have to speak up and say, you know what? I don't read the Word enough. I don't read it for understanding and for application to my life enough. Guys, that is the way to assure that you're going to be able to make it through this life. Guys, we got to learn all we can. The second thing is this, we got to keep loving the Lord and other people, especially believers. We are called to love everyone, but we are not called to congregate with everyone. Amen? That's what I want you to understand the difference of. I've preached that many times here, and I think some people are like, well, that sounds harsh, preacher. No, that's what God is telling us here. We're to be in this world, not of this world. We got to learn to love some people from a distance. We're to love all, but we're not called to just socialize with everyone. If they're unbelievers, we have no business being around them. We have no business congregating with them. Yes, we witness to them. Yes, we love them, but we do it from a distance. We don't allow ourselves to get pulled into there. But we're to love. We serve a God of love, amen? For God so what? Loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him shall not perish, but have what? Eternal life. It's a very simple formula. Because of God's love for us and a part of Him and a man named Jesus and His love for us, we have an opportunity to receive that reward I've been telling you about this morning. That reward called heaven. By calling on His name and believing on His name. Guys, the third thing is this. We should keep laughing. I'm going to start laughing now. I don't even know why. Amen. That's what they tell me. I say, you know what? You just make yourself laugh sometimes. I'm like, no, I don't. I think about something that strikes me as funny. You ever done that? You ever thought about something from 10, 15 years ago and it comes back in your mind and you're just going down the road laughing? People are like, oh, that guy over there. I mean, people think you're crazy sometimes. Amen. Laughter is good for the soul. If you believe that, say amen.
Amen.
Guys, I'm going to tell you what. If you can't laugh, especially in this world we live in, and all the mistakes we're going to make in it, then something's wrong. Guys, laughter, smiles, fun, having a good time, a good personality, good sense of humor. These are the things that are going to keep you strong and keep you fruitful. Proverbs chapter 19 tells us that a healthy sense of humor gives us a sense of vitality. We need that healthy sense of humor to remain full of vitality and full of vigor in our lives. The fourth thing is this, guys. We should learn to walk away. Guys, let me tell you something. You know the problem with a lot of believers? They'll confess a sin and put it at the feet of Jesus, but they won't walk away from it. Guys, when you confess something to Jesus, when you confess something to the Holy Spirit of God, and you seek repentance from it, it is gone. And you should be too. Don't keep carrying that emotional baggage around with you. Yeah, the devil's going to try to make you constantly think back on what you did and why you did it and how you did it and all this, that, and the other. But guys, when you confess something, in the book of 1 John it says, when you seek forgiveness, God is quick and just to forgive you of your sin and restore you back unto righteousness. Isn't that good to know? Guys, we're the one that keeps beating ourselves up. God's already forgiven us and forgotten about it. Don't keep beating yourself up. Learn to walk away. Guys, those painful events may keep coming to mind, but don't dwell on them. Don't keep carrying that emotional baggage around with you. Number five, keep longing. Keep longing. Guys, we should want to reach our potential. So don't stop dreaming about what the Lord may do through you. Don't stop dreaming about what you want to do. If it's God's plan for you, guess what? You're going to do it. Don't let anybody tell you you're not going to make that. You're never going to amount to anything. You're never going to become anything. Let me tell you something. The only person that's important when it comes to who you're going to be is Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Don't worry about what your family's saying. Don't worry about what your friends are saying. Because what's important is what God's saying in your life and through your life. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Philippians 4:13. Amen.
Amen.
You can do it. I'm pulling for you. And I know God is. You know, some people, I ask kids all the time at school, what you want to do 5 years from now, 10 years from now? Oh, I want to be this. The first thing pops in my mind, no way. That's what we think, right? But guess what? I've seen some of those people, those kids, come back and be exactly what it was that they said they wanted to be. I didn't think it was going to happen. But one thing I've learned in my lifetime as I get older in the Lord, I really do see that all things are possible to those who love the Lord and are called according to His purpose. All things, whether good or bad, that happen in your life are going to happen for your good if you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Romans 8:28, I love that verse as well. So guys, we've got to keep longing to reach that potential. And don't come up here saying, well, I done maxed out. I'm 88 years old. No, you hadn't. You have not reached your potential yet because you're still alive on this earth. Amen.
Amen.
Until you have taken your last breath. Then and only then have you reached your full potential. So keep on keeping on. The next thing is this. Keep looking. Look at how God's working in you and in the lives of those around you. Keep looking. You need to pay attention to the Holy Spirit as He guides you each moment of your life. Pay attention to what the Holy Spirit's guiding you to do. Some people mess up so much in life. You know why? Because they're not under the guidance of the Holy Spirit. They're leaning on their understanding, not on God's understanding. As soon as you let go and let the Holy Spirit of God lead you in your life will become far less hectic. Oh, I don't know how I'm going to do this. Oh, I don't know where I'm going to do that. Oh, I don't have enough time to do this. Turn it over to the Lord. Turn it over and let the Holy Spirit of God direct your day. Ask Him when you first get up in the morning, God, guide my steps today. Lord, lead me where I'm supposed to go today. Lord, I got 500 things I need to do. Help me to be able to get done today what you need me to get done today. And see if your life doesn't get better. We just work ourselves up in a tizzy. We get to the point where we just can't keep going. Guys, the next thing is this. Keep laboring. I'm big on this one. Amen. I believe in working. Amen. And so does God. And so does the Apostle Paul. There's plenty of times where Paul referred to working with their hands and them not wanting to be a burden on other people. They were willing to do their part. They were willing to work and do what needed to be done. God designed us to be active. God designed us to be active. Your body will not function properly unless you get exercise. Your muscles don't move. Heat is not generated. All these things that happen because of movement are not going to happen if all you're going to do is sit down and just be content the rest of your life. Guys, God's called us to be active, to keep laboring. Exercise and work keeps us healthy. Number 8, I got 10 of these and we'll be done. Here's number 8, cast your cares on Jesus. We don't do enough of that, that's for sure. You know how I know that? Because people keep telling me things like, I'm so worried about this. I'm so worried about that. I don't know how I'm going to do this. I don't know how I'm going to do that. Well, you're not going to do any of those things if you don't cast your cares on Jesus. You can't do them in and of yourself. You've got to have the Holy Spirit of God directing you. You cannot do it by yourself. I want everybody to repeat after me. I can't do this alone.
I can't do this alone.
Amen. You can't do it alone. You've got to have the guidance and the help of the Holy Spirit of God. And He knows that. He wants that. Being a Christian, guys, is impossible apart from the strength of the Holy Spirit working through you. It's impossible. It's an impossible task. It's an overwhelming task that you can't handle. Number 9, use positive language. I'm not just talking about profanity here. I'm talking about positive language. I'm talking about things that build people up and not tear them down. When you say things like, you're worthless, I hate you, you're never going to amount to anything, you just think you're all this, you ain't nothing. These are things that tear people down. Certainly we should not, our language should be clean and above reproach. But so should the things we say to each other. We should be using positive language. Guys, if you're looking at your notes, I put down this little quote here. What your mouth speaks, your ears hear, your brain registers, and your body responds. That's so true, isn't it? What comes out of your mouth. Guys, you can talk yourself into a lot of things by what comes out of your mouth. I'm going to tell you, if we keep talking things that are not positive, eventually we're going to become a negative person ourselves. We're going to find fault in everything and everybody. Oh, that church program there, we don't need that. I don't know why they're fooling with that. We don't have enough money for that. Let me tell you what, I don't know if you've noticed it or not, but God is bringing the offerings into the storehouse here at this church. We're getting, people are giving. So, you know, don't say negative things. Guys, if you want to be a negative person, keep it to yourself, okay? Will you do us all a favor and just keep it to yourself? Be a positive person. Be an optimist. Don't be a pessimist. Some people just... You ever remember... what was that character on... I think it was Winnie the Pooh. The one that was... was it Eeyore that was so negative?
Hey, don't live.
Oh, no. It'll never work. That's the way he talked all the time. Guys, there are a lot of people that talk that way. And I hate to say it, but a lot of them are in churches every Sunday, talking about how this isn't going to work and how that isn't going to work and how we don't need this and we don't need that. Guys, be positive in your language. I'm going to tell you another little statistic here. People with a positive, godly attitude tend to avoid much of the stress that burdens so many people in this day and age. Having a positive attitude will help relieve stress. Hello, that didn't cost you $150 at a specialist to find that out, did it? You don't need to sit on a couch and have somebody talk to you. Get in the Word. Ask God to help you through your daily life. And the last thing is this, guys. Keep listening to the Lord. Keep listening to the Lord. Guys, if you don't listen to Him, don't do all the talking when you pray all the time. Sometimes you need to be still and know that He is God. Be still. Sit down. Get in your prayer time and say, okay, Lord, I've done enough talking. I want you to speak to me. And that still small voice will start coming to you. And some people say they audibly hear God speak to them. Most of the time I hear Him speak to my thoughts. And I get carried off into this certain thought that God wants me to be on. And that's how God communicates with me. And also God communicates to us through other people. Recognize that. Cherish that. Don't say, why is He all in my business? Because God put him there, amen? Or put her there. Be thankful for that. That's why God communicates to us in multiple ways. He wants the best for us. Ask God to guide your life each day. You know what, God wants you to reach your potential. He wants you to reach it. He does not want you to be a failure, not only in the eyes of this world, but in His eyes as well. He wants you to be successful. Never, never, under any circumstance, go seek ungodly counsel for your life. I can't tell you how many times Christian people have messed up by going out into the world to try to find answers for the problems they're facing. It just doesn't work. It's not meant to be that way. Find someone you can confide in and do it. I'm talking about Christian people. If you feel like you need counseling, find some Christian counseling. Don't just go out into the world. You see, because they're not looking at things from the same perspective. They're not thinking about things from the same view and the same angle. And guys, I want to close by saying this today. You know, God wants us to be fun-loving, life-giving people that others enjoy knowing. I'm going to go back to our youth revival night one. I'm going to leave you with this to kind of challenge you a little bit. The speaker that night said that they wanted us to come up with a list of the five people that we're closest to in our life, that we're most closely yoked to in our life. And then she said, I want you to go to that list of five, and I want you to mark off anyone that you feel is leading you away from the Lord and not to the Lord. I ask you this question today. If you came up with your list of five, how many of those names would you have to strike off there? Better yet, how many might have put your name on their list and had to strike your name off? Think about that for a minute. Are we really being a positive influence to the people we're around? I hope so. I pray that we are. Guys, we can choose to age prematurely if you want to. Or we can remain youthful all our days. The key is listening to God's voice and obeying Him in everything. That's the key, guys. I can't do it for you. I can't tell you how many times I've tried to talk to people and coach them and move them and get them pointed in the right direction. But ultimately, when the conversation is over, you know what I always say? I can't do it for you. I can set the table for you. I can put the utensils on the table for you. I can give you what God's Word says. I can give you examples of people who've done what they're supposed to do. But in the end, it is up to you. I can't do it for you. No one can do it for you but who?
You.
So I want to encourage you guys. Be fruitful. Enjoy life. Don't sit around and hang around with people that are all negative and downcast. They're going to rub off on you. Before you know it, you're going to be all... That's how you're going to be too. Find people that will build you up, not tear you down. Find people who are fruitful. Hang around them. Let them spread over to you. And I can promise you this. You will not want to stop serving God when you get in that kind of mindset. Father God, I thank you, Lord, for this day. I thank you for each and every person here. Lord, I pray that we'll all remain fruitful throughout our lives, throughout our age. And God, I just pray if there's anyone here today who, Lord, needs to get closer to you, whatever the case may be, Lord, I pray that they'll come up here to this altar and pray. Maybe they need to pray for someone. Maybe there's someone that is hurting that they know of that needs help and needs prayer. God, maybe we just need to come and pray for each other. We all are going to struggle, Lord. We're all going to have times where we're not fruitful like we should be. But I just pray, God, that today we will make a conscious effort to do the things that will keep us young and fruitful the rest of our lives. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. What are we singing, Becky?
Hymn 474.
Hymn number 474. Let's stand and sing hymn number 474.